Hi, this is Olivier from Microsoft Open Technologies, and you're watching a short demo of the Apache Cordova command line tools to build a Windows Phone 8 and a Windows 8 app. Cordova is a new name for PhoneGap, a platform that allows you to use web technologies, HTML5, CSS, and JavaScript to build native mobile apps across modern mobile platforms. So it supports iOS, Android, BlackBerry, Windows Phone, and also since recently, Tizen, Windows 8, Firefox OS is in development, Ubuntu is in development too. So Cordova is really that cross-platform web technology that allows you to build these apps to a point where you have a lot of common code across the various platforms. Today, what I'm going to do is show you how to use these tools for Windows Phone 8 and Windows 8. The first thing you have to do is have an environment ready. So I have Node.js installed that is being used as a backend for all the command lines and for the installation of Cordova. I also have Visual Studio 2012 installed. That's for the Windows 8 development. And I also have the Windows Phone SDK installed. That way I can compile binaries for Windows Phone and deploy to my device. The command line tool also allows you to leverage the Adobe PhoneGap build service that builds the binaries for you in the cloud. In my case, I'm really demonstrating things with the local binaries, local native tools installed. So once you have installed Node.js, in order to install Cordova, you will call the npm install Cordova /-g command, and that actually grabs Cordova from npm and install that on your machine. I am now in my favorite projects folder, and using Cordova I will create a new project. Create new project. So Cordova create new projects creates that new folder that contains the basics for my project. I have a .dub.dub folder that will contain all the web code that is common across my platforms. The platforms folder will contain the binaries for each of the specific platforms I'm going to add to my project and I want to support. Plugins is where the plugins will end. Merges is some other interesting tools I'm not going to cover today. So the next command is to add the platforms you're interested in. In my case, I will call platform, so Cordova platform add WP8 to add Windows Phone 8 support. And what it does, it actually, and I'll show you in a second, it will add into the platforms folder the binaries and the files for Visual Studio to be able to build an application, native application, encapsulating the web code. If I do the same for Windows 8, it will be Cordova platform, add Windows 8. So what you see in the platforms folder is now new folders is Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8. If I show you the content of Windows Phone 8, you will see there's a solution file, there's some CS, and XAML files. If I go to Windows 8, you can see the solution, and there's a JavaScript project in that case because we're using the Windows web app model. What I will do now is simply build. I have a hello world that's been created, so I will invoke the Cordova build command. It will generate the binaries for all the platforms installed. I could have installed Android and others as well. And now I have done that, I can use command line tools to deploy on my Windows Phone emulator that I have here running on my right. So Cordova emulate WP8 is the command. It will generate the binaries, it will actually deploy the binaries that generated on my build command to the device and show that Hello World app here on my emulator. If I want to run that, and I'll show you later on an actual device, I will just run the run command, and it will be the same effect, but on the actual device. Now, if I want to show you how that runs on Windows, let me emulate Windows 8. In my case, the emulator is the machine I'm running on. What it will do is will deploy on my local machine and run the application as a Windows web app. Okay, so we have an Hello World application. I want to show you a bit more than just Hello World. So let me actually add some cool thing. I have a Cocos2D JavaScript edition demo here using Box2D, and this one actually looks a bit like that. Let me bring that window here. Refresh the page. So here we have some elements, we have a physics model, we can move things around. So that's web, that's pure web code, JavaScript, HTML running in my web page here, and it's all contained here. I will modify the code here, so let me navigate to the to the .dub.dub folder of my project and show that here. So this is the actual index file and the various JavaScript and CSS that I will actually modify. What I'm going to do is add my demo code directly, copying and pasting, and I will edit the index file to include what's in the other file, in the main file of the demo, box2d.htm, which is fairly simple here. So let me copy paste some code here. I will grab the JavaScript code, the style sheet also could be useful. So I wanted to just go to my index file. I will add the JavaScript code down there, and what I will also do is put the style sheet on top here. I can change Hello World into my game. I will keep that, doesn't matter for now. And here you can see I have my JavaScript scripts that I've been adding that I don't need anymore. So no magic so far. The last thing I need to do is add the div. And then I will make sure that I'm calling the run demo function here. So back to my index file, I'm adding this div here just after the big one. It has a class name that the CSS will use to adapt some styling to it. I think I'm pretty ready. The only thing I need to do, as I mentioned, is invoke the run demo. And here it is. Okay, so from here, what I need to do is to deploy these new changes in my files using the Cordova prepare command. So it will dispatch these changes in my web code into the various platform subfolder. And now if I do emulate on Windows Phone 8, I should see my game deploying as a Cordova app onto the emulator. So you can see the app now is deployed here. That's pretty cool. Just like Java code, JavaScript code, so it was pretty straightforward. Let me deploy that locally in my machine. Run. Well, actually, let me show you on an actual device. That's going to be even cooler. So here I have a Windows Phone device. I'm going to show you. My camera is here. Let me put that on the side here. Okay, so you see I have... Oops, desktop on the side. I have this Windows Phone 8 device, and I'm gonna deploy this app to it. Exact same one, right? I didn't change any code, whatever. It's generating for the Windows Phone 8 platform, is connecting through USB to the device, deploys the application, and then I'll be able to run it on the device itself. There you go, this exact same app. I can play around with the various objects on the screen. Pretty straightforward, pretty cool. Great, so you've seen rapidly how to use the command line tools to create a Windows Phone and Windows 8 application and to deploy it to my machines, to test it across platforms, etc., etc. Actually, the last thing I could do here is to run it on Windows 8. Oops, sorry, that's not the one. Yeah, it works. Windows 8. I typed run Windows. And so it's going to deploy my local machine as you've seen earlier on. There you go. So once again, it was a short demo of the use of Apache Cordova command line tools to build Windows Phone 8 and Windows 8 apps, and incorporating easily some JavaScript HTML code to allow you to build nice apps and games. Thanks for listening.